He's an incredibly talented bass player, he's won multiple Jazz Buffalo awards, and he's not just an encyclopedia of jazz history in general, but Buffalo as well, the players who have been here in the past, who's come through, and who's playing today.
18, I got to record with Victor DiLorenzo from the Violent Femmes, you know, Blister and the Sun, you know, drummer from that group, and John and Mary from the Maniacs. I was in the studio with him at 18.
Now, Ed, you got an electric guitar at the age of 10 with an amp, and this was after you had found out you had Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy, which essentially means you were going blind.
The doctor basically said, there's nothing you can do about this. There's like a 4% chance it'll fix itself. And just live your life and it's going to be what it's going to be. I learned to read Braille and everything. And then all of a sudden, I remember I was in Burger King one day with my dad, like a year later, and I could read I could read some of the things on the menu.
And then it
just started fixing itself. So I always looked at whatever higher being there is up there. That was the means of making me become a musician because I just loved it then, so I had no reason to give it up.
Can I ask, do you remember what you got at that Burger King?
probably a cheeseburger. I tell you, remember, the thing I could read was the advertisement for those Hershey's pies.
Nice.
You know, I remember being able to read that. And, you know, I was like, I think my eyes are, you know, getting better.
The Ed Croft Trio is more than just Ed Croft. Joe Garetti is the drummer, and he's played with the Temptations, Maxine Nightingale, Moby, and he studied with Buffalo legend Louis Marino. Joe, tell me a little bit about that.
Getting to know Louis, I studied with him for 10 years. And I went in 96, I moved to LA for a minute. And then I came back after a few months and I immediately picked up with Louis again. Not because I was, you know, felt like I really needed drum lessons, but I would just go to hang out with him and just like talk about story. And he would tell these stories about these legendary people that he would, you know, he knew personally, like Elvin Jones and you know, these people, Philly Joe Jones and all these different characters that he played with. I mean, he was playing with Billie Holiday when he was 16 years old. He was on the road with Billie Holiday at the age of 16. He left Buffalo to tour with Gypsy Rose Lee. I mean, you could write a movie about this guy's life. So I would just go and hang out with Louis, and he was the coolest guy in the world. If you ever talked to him, I mean, yeah, he was awesome.
On saxophone, it's Nelson Rivera, who went to Hutch Tech and Clarence High School, and you played at UB, where you got to study with a Buffalo legend yourself, saxophonist Dave Chavone.
And so I played in the big band, I played in the combo, and then there was the late night combo. And in the late night combo, which I did my second and third year at UB, that's the one where you're playing, where Dave is now playing in the combo. So I never had a formal lesson with Dave Chavone, but that, getting to play next to this guy every Thursday night for an hour, oh my God, there was nothing like it. The rush that I felt when this guy would pick up his horn or his flute.
All of you have played several different genres of music. What makes playing in a trio like this so different?
I like exploring all the various textures that you can make with three people, whether it be just the saxophone sometimes, just the bass, you know, just the drums, or just the drums and bass, or just the soloist with no bass. You know, because when that bass goes away for 16 measures and it comes back into bridge, you realize how significant a part that plays, or the drums, or vice versa. Anytime you remove one of those elements and then reintroduce it, you realize how significant it is to the overall picture, and you can make so many meaningful textures within the parameters of a trio, like when we do Softly as in the Morning Sunrise. It shows how all three of those are simultaneously functioning as melody and accompaniment, and can flip their roles at any given time to be the opposite of what they were just
being.
Exactly,
yeah.